this is episode 3 of Chat with Matt, and today episode 3 was a bit different from the podcast, but it's going to be pretty much the same as we move on, because my dad's not doing the intro, but he's still here with me. But
hello.
I was doing the intro, and if you didn't hear, because I was just being annoying and talking over him, he just said hello.
Hello. So yeah, today's Sunday, the 6th of January. Well done for remembering that, Matt. We're here now doing our third episode, and I can't believe we've done 3 episodes so far, Matt. I thought we'd only do 1 and that'd be it, but it's pretty cool that we're on number 3.
Yeah, I did 2 in a row, I think.
Yeah, so we've not done 2 in a row. The first one a few months back, and then the second one we did last week. This one's our second one.
And then I did another one. Well, it wasn't posted on my thingy. I tried to do it by myself, but it didn't turn out good as I thought it was going to be.
Never mind. But anyway, if you've not heard Matt's site, if you've not heard any of the earlier podcasts, go to chatwithmatt.net, where the first 2 are online and ready for listening. This third one will be put on there fairly soon.
Wait, you can't listen to this while we're recording it. So why did you say fairly soon? Because they're listening to like this very second, and they can't listen to it while we're recording it.
No, so they can't. But we have done something special this week, haven't we, Matt? We've submitted this to the Apple iTunes store. So what I was actually meaning was, if they were listening it through iTunes and somehow this has magically been accepted and
they could listen while we're recording.
But put live on the Apple store, then they could be listening to this quicker than it actually appears on the website, is what I meant.
What?
Well, it's magic, Matt. It's magic. Because I said to you, we were hosting this on the Apple podcast, and people should be able to listen then, and a lot easier all around the world, because instead of having to go to our website, they'll just get it through their pod feed of choice.
Okay.
So
thank you for giving me that nugget of information.
You're welcome. So so we've had some shout outs this week to do, Matt, because
yes,
we've had some mail in.
Yay!
We've had 3, actually. So if you want to be a contributor for next week's show, go to feedback@chatwithmatt.net.
Easier, just go onto my website and then you should see a button that says...
Send Matt a mail.
Send Matt a mail. Well, a piece of mail, what I say. And then you just put in your a random name or...
Well, preferably their name.
Yeah, preferably their name, but...
Your name, your email, your message for Matt, and then we'll read it out on next week's show.
And then we'll read it out on next week's show.
Yeah.
So, go and get, putting on mail on my website.
I don't think you knew what you were going on about there, do you?
Yeah. What I was trying to say is, send me some mail.
Send Matt a mail. So...
And we can see if you've, how many people have been on my website.
That's right. So, we're looking to...
Please, someone sponsor me. I want to have merch as quick as possible.
Well, I told you.
Yeah, so I can get a lawyer. So, if anything goes wrong, I can just report it to him.
Oh, right.
I think that's how a lawyer works, anyway.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know about your leagues ahead of me with the business acumen on this, because like I say, I was just doing a podcast. You've got merchandising, you've got lawyers here, you've got legal teams coming into effect. I'm not sure where we're up to here now, but I was just recording the show. I'm quite happy to do that. Oh, ding. Not sure what's happened there. Something's just dinged.
Maybe could be mail.
Could be a mail, could be live listeners coming in now asking.
You could have not... If you didn't hear that, there was a bing.
There was a bing. Yeah, that was the microwave and my dinner's cooked. So
we never use our microwave.
I know. Anyway, so we've got some shout-outs to do. So who's the 3 people that have emailed in this week?
Paul, Dylan, and my nana.
Yay!
Yay!
So Nana's your nana. Dylan is
my brother's friend.
Your brother's friend. Paul is out in Seattle, and he listened to the show last week, and he sent Matt a message asking...
saying when he sent my brother, he's sat in our room playing Fortnite Battle Royale. Go and get the game Fortnite Battle Royale. And no, this podcast isn't sponsored by Fortnite.
Right. So we've got some shout-outs to do. So Paul's asked about America, Matt, and said, what did you like and not like and all that kind of stuff?
So I pretty much liked everything, but I didn't... Apart from Pigeon Class.
Pigeon Class?
Yes.
So Pigeon Class is what we've affectionately called economy.
Yeah.
So on the flight out, we went premium, didn't we, Matt?
Yeah.
On the way back, we went economy, just because it was just such a huge price hike to go premium both ways.
Like, when we went coming back, we asked the lady if she had any first class seats, and then she said two. And then I said, yeah, me and Dad could just go and hang out in the... first, that's why you're always looking economy.
I'm sure Mum and your brother would have loved that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'd have absolutely been delighted by them two sat in economy. We'd have been sat there in premium drinking. Well, I'd have been drinking some sort of beer or wine or something. You'd have been having orange juice or something. But you know, it's one of those things.
Wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, wearing sunglasses. But another ding. What is dinging here? Something's good.
It's Will Hill.
Oh. Will Hill. Mr. Will Hill is emailing me. So
Will Hill, if you're listening to this, stop emailing me while we do podcasts!
That's right. So go on, Matt, you got some shout-outs to this. So we were talking about what you liked and what you didn't like about America. So what did you like about America?
Hang on. I liked the parks.
Right.
Sea World and Universal. For seconds, we did not do Disneyland or Legoland. We might be going again in 2020. And we might be doing Legoland. Dad, if we go Legoland, can we get the Legoland Hotel?
Damn!
Yeah!
What do you want to go to Legoland Hotel for?
Because you get to go in the park for free. Because it's right, it's built into the park.
Right, and what's so good about the hotel though?
It's just...
Is my bed made out of Lego?
No.
Does my duvet made of Lego?
No.
Well, what do I want it for then?
Everything else
Does my drink come in a Lego cup?
Basically.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
You know that plastic Legos?
Yeah.
It comes in like that.
All right. And do I get to eat Lego chips?
No.
French fries for the Americans?
No.
No. Oh, well. So, all right. So, you enjoyed the parks?
Yeah.
Which parks did you enjoy the most?
Probably.
Because I think there was Islands of Adventure, and what was the other one?
Universal.
Universal itself. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And so, what rides did you like?
I can't know them.
Which was your favourite?
The Shrek ride, the Despicable Me ride, Spider-Man ride, Transformers ride.
I mean, I'll say this for America, they've got the rides pretty well, you know.
When we went to SeaWorld, go there. Anyway, me and Dad were putting our hand in stingrays. Like, not in stingrays, but you could put your hand in this water with stingrays in it. You could feel a stingray. Dad, on the other hand, kept putting it near its tail.
I did put it near its tail, but it's alright. I don't think it had a stinger on it. But, you could feed the stingrays, but...
My brother was too scared. I'm 7, he's 11. So, I think he was 10 then, but... Anyway, I'm younger than him, so...
So, yeah, so we did
Zach,
that.
Zach, if you're listening, chicken.
Oh.
Bang, bang.
He's not going to be happy with that.
Yeah, he's not.
So the rides, I mean, the rides are pretty awesome, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, even when you're queuing up, there's like there's stuff going on in the ride. There's bits.
When we're running up to the Shrek film, not movie.
The ride.
Ride. You can watch the Shrek film.
That's right.
With the bridge and where Shrek has to save Fiona.
Yeah, it's like part of the ride is like the queuing up and there's
remember the water.
The cinematics of bits splashed with water and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, when you went through the
mist. Line. Yeah, because it was so hot there. They have like spray misters in the queue and they feel really nice when they're spraying bits of water. It'll cool you down.
I stuff. Wish the line was that long. You'll just be stood there in it.
Just, you think you should do a ride of that? Just mist.
Yeah.
Just call it a ride, mister.
No. When you're in the line, all the way around, there's just water. You'll be just stood there.
You don't think... I know, it'd be nice, like, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There were some of the days there where it was absolutely sweltering. You're lucky
you jumped in the pool.
I know. So having a line of mist, that would be just phenomenal. We should recommend that, Matt, to Disney. We'll write him a letter next week and we'll say, Dear Disney!
Dear Disney, please when you go into your rides, because it's that hot, please put some sprayers in. P.S. Get some more grown-up things. Thank you for listening.
What grown-up things?
No, something like it's Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's like Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh or whatever.
There was Spider-Man there and there was...
Spider-Man. Yeah, a girly Spider-Man.
What?
I was talking, the Spider-Man ride.
He had a cool bike. Oh, the Spider-Man ride was awesome. I mean, that was really cool. I mean...
That was in Islands of Adventure. I'm talking about Disney World.
Disney World? We didn't go to Disney World.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
When you were talking, saying, Dear Disney, please put wet fans on.
Yeah, but Disney own Universal as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
What?
They do. I'm sure they do. I'm sure it's Disney Universal Studios or something like that. I don't know. I'm probably lost.
You know, there's something called Universal Toy Story or whatever.
What?
You know Toy Story?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, thanks for the newsflash.
Yeah.
There's like a Universal one, like, it's all Disney. Like a Universal park.
What, a Toy Story park?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone can verify that out there, but apparently there's a Toy Story park.
If you go to Florida, which I've seen, when we were queuing up, there was like this Universal Toy Story thing.
Right.
It's an actual park.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what didn't you like about America?
Probably, like I said, pigeon class.
Pigeon class.
Yeah. And it was so hot. I got sunburn. And Mum, she had sunburn, like, on her back. She still got, like, the scar.
It was pretty intense, the sun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've got to say one thing, though, that I didn't like. What the hell is biscuits and gravy supposed to be? You tried that, didn't you, Matt? Did you try that with me on the last day?
Biscuits and gravy?
Yeah. It's what they call biscuits and gravy over there, but it was like Holland's, inside of a Holland's chicken pie, splattered on a scone. It's like, it was weird. It was like it was like a little cakey thing at the bottom with like this meaty, weird sauce all over the top. And it's like, and they were having that for breakfast, and it's like, I couldn't get my head round whether it was supposed to be like a sweet thing or a savoury thing or whatever.
Oh, the Americans don't even know what brown sauce is.
No, they don't know what brown sauce is. So brown sauce for our American friends out there, it's a sauce over here that's made of anchovies. So
anchovies?
Yeah, like little fish. That's how they make brown sauce.
Oh, okay.
But it's just brown. And if you've never tasted it, it's hard to describe. It's like a... I like it. It's like a bit. It's a slight vinegary taste, but it's.
It looks like poop. What?
Oh, disgusting.
It does. It's horrible.
It's nice.
No, it's not.
Anyway, so that's brown sauce for you. Try some if you've never ordered it. Go and get some off Amazon or something.
Probably American Amazon is different, and you search it in. If Paul searched in. Brown sauce.
Yeah.
It would probably say, "Please, no results found. Please, and ask again. You search it in again. Brown sauce. Please, no results. No results. Please try again. Brown sauce. Please, no results. No results.
Hey,
please
tell you what, try again. I have had a good idea, Matt. You know, on your merchandise site, yeah. Maybe you could have like hats and cups and scarves and all that kind of stuff. And then brown sauce. Put brown sauce on your merchandise site. We could sell it at some inflated price and make a right load of cash.
Yeah. So, put on brown sauce.
So, yeah, look forward to our forthcoming merchandise store where we'll be selling bottles of brown sauce shipped out to the US.
Ketchup.
No, I think they have ketchup over there, Matt. I don't think that's something that's going to be particularly a hot seller.
Crisps.
I think they have crisps as well.
They call them chips.
They do call them chips, but yeah, I think they have crisps.
Hang on. We call them chips.
No, we call them crisps.
I'm talking about that.
Right.
Like French fries, what they call French fries.
Right, yeah.
Like chips, like right. That.
Yeah.
Right. What you call French fries, Americans, we call chips.
Mm.
They call chips crisps.
Crisps, yeah.
So
I wonder what crisps mean then. Who knows? Probably.
Do you mean chips?
Well, no. So what I'm saying is, if
search it in, right.
So if fries are chips,
yeah,
and chips are crisps, then crisps are probably something like, I don't know.
Right. So
onion rings.
So first one to search in what does crisps mean in America, and put it in, you will have the massive shout out, and you can get some free merchandise. I'm talking about the brown sauce.
I'll tell you what, right? Once I'll tell you a little story, Matt.
Yeah, you can get some daddy brown sauce.
Yeah. When I went to America, when I was out there on work, I went to a bar with some of my work colleagues, and it said on the menu, burger and chips, right? So I thought, oh, burger and chips, I could really go for that. So I said to the waitress, I said, is this definitely burger and chips? Is that what I'm going to get? Yeah, 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 it'll definitely be burgers and chips. You know what came?
What?
Burgers and a lot of crisps next to it. I was devastated, Matt. Yeah, because it was just like someone had emptied a big bag of salt and vinegar crisps, or not salt and vinegar, ready solids or plain, and next to a burger. And it's like, I don't want them. I wanted French fries. But I thought she knew that, you know, I was from England, and that when I said chips, I meant like fries, you know what I mean? I was gutted when I got crisps next to a burger. It was like, yeah, just didn't go.
Is that actually?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Is it?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Comment if you think that's lying or is it or not.
I don't lie. It was a bar. It was like it was a bar that did like all rock music and stuff like that, and it had like a jukebox and all that kind of stuff. It was a really good bar. But like I say, I just wanted fries instead of crisps with a burger. But
I remember you saying like. I don't know what it was, but it was a lie. I don't know what it was.
Well, then how do you know what it was? How do you know I lied if you can't remember what it was?
I know you did, but I just can't remember it. Anyway, let's swiftly move on.
All right. So, yeah. So, that's America in a nutshell. Is there anything else we liked or didn't like? I tell you what, though. I miss the IHOP, don't you?
Yeah. Dark Belgian chocolate pancakes. Yeah. My mum, when she left that, when she left America, she was infected.
I know. More infatuated, I think. Not infected. That means something else. Infatuated.
What's infatuated?
It means you love something.
Okay. I infatuated burgers.
No.
What? And chips.
She was infatuated with IHOP. She liked the food there, didn't she?
I was infatuated with Burger King.
We didn't go to Burger King.
Yeah, we did.
In America?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, that's right, you did. Sorry.
Anyway, I wasn't even talking about Burger King. I was, but I'm infatuated with Burger King.
Why?
I like burgers. And chips. And ketchup.
You mean crisps or chips? Or fries?
French fries and what we call chips.
Oh, there we go. Right. So, that was the eating out there.
Dad, I mean, can you improve your website so we can message people back if they message us?
Yeah, well, we can do that anyway.
Can we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to message Paul then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to leave a message and you want to do that for Matt, then...
Please do. I want a lawyer so I can... someone to hire me so I can get merch.
What do you need a lawyer for?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
What do you want a lawyer for?
I don't know.
Do they come as standard with merchandise?
Yeah.
So if you want to leave a comment, you can either email feedback@chatwithmatt.net.
What do lawyers even do?
A lawyer's like a legal person who helps represent you in court.
In court?
Yeah.
So in prison?
Well, that's one of the things. Or they can do like contract stuff with you. You know, if you were going to do a contract, they'd help you write one of them or something like that.
They can help you get out of prison?
I presume so, but yeah. But yeah, it's that's what a lawyer is. Everyone's like, I don't think we need lawyers yet.
Aww.
Have you got a prison?
No.
Have you done something wrong?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think I did.
You think you did what?
I ate a sugar mouse in the middle of the Tesco.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think Mum paid for it, though, at the till.
No, she didn't.
She must have done. There would not have been a sugar mouse free.
Now, you know those little dispenser things?
Right.
Where you can have, like, tubs. And you get that bag. You know that blue fat marshmallow thing?
Right.
I don't know what it's called. You could get like snakes, coke bottles and those sugar mouses.
Right.
Like a white mouse. So I'll just eat it in the middle of the shop.
I'm sure Mum would have paid for the mouse though.
She didn't.
She must have done. Because she wouldn't have been able to get the other sweets out if she hadn't have done that. You can't just buy a mouse on its own.
You can.
No, you can't.
No, really, you can. Trust me, you can. Right. I know more about sweets than you. I'm a kid. Sweets are my life.
Right.
Apart from some. But anyway.
What's your favourite sweet?
I don't know.
You don't know what your favourite sweet is?
Sugar. Not chicken mouth. I don't know. Right. I have loads.
Right. So is anything else we want to mention about America? I think we're done with that, aren't we now?
Yeah.
Alright.
We spent 22 minutes talking about America.
We have done 22 minutes talking about America. So I think we wanted to do a quick film review, didn't we, Matt?
Yeah.
What film are you reviewing?
1933 King Kong, and then I have another film.
So 1933 King Kong, yeah, what do you think of that? Can you tell people what the film was about?
It was about King Kong and the girl. She gets trapped by this tribe, and then the tribe say to Kong that she will be like your wife and something. And then Kong like tries to get her. He climbs up the Empire State. Cheesy.
Right.
The graphics are like cheesy.
Right.
It was in black and white. I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
So it's cheesy, but you give it 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Right. What was the other film you wanted to review?
Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. It should have been called Wreck-It Ralph Wrecks the Internet, but anyway.
All right. There we go. Film producers, if you're watching, it should have been called Wrecks Paul, the Internet.
The E-Boy sounds in America. There's what? An American film. There's an American version and an England version.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't realise they did two different versions.
No. You right. do.
So in England, there's a little character in Wreck-It Ralph called E-Boy. And he's done by Dan TDM, who's like...
A YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber.
Speaking of YouTube, Dan TDM or Funnel Vision or Ali A, whoever's listening, please leave me a message.
All right. So Dan TDM.
In one of your next videos, please shout out. Give me a shout out.
Alright, I'm sure they'll listen. So Dan TDM is a big YouTuber that my kids absolutely love.
He's the most popular.
And so he does their voice for E-Boy.
Yeah.
And then he's saying in America it's a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Alright, so...
It sounds like dead squeaky.
Alright, so what did you think of the film?
That was good.
What rating would you give that?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, are there any films that you wouldn't give 10 out of 10 to?
Really, I would say Star Wars and Spider-Man.
Star Wars and Spider-Man.
And Star Trek.
Whoa, easy.
I kind of like Spider-Man, but Star Trek and Star Wars.
You wouldn't give them 10 out of 10?
No.
What would you give them?
9 out of
10. 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's still pretty good.
I'd give Spider-Man 9 out of 10 as well.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go, there's Matt's critique of up-and-coming films and all the latest films that are out at the moment, and possibly some of the older ones as well. If you don't agree with Matt and you want to give your own feedback, it's feedback@chatwithmatt.net. And I think that's us done for today, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
So signing off, and see you next week.
Bye-bye.